Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Of course, one of the big stresses and one of our worries around load shedding or blackouts, rolling blackouts, is the crime situation. Dr. John Berger, senior researcher and in the Governance, Crime and Justice Division in the Institute at the Institute for Security Studies. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Yes, good morning. I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. So what do we traditionally see it? Because, I mean, we can have data going back to 2008, given that's when these rolling blackouts started. What are we seeing and what can we anticipate?
Yeah, it's, of course, I'm not aware of any specific research that looked at links between the load shedding and crime, but you know there are a number of indicators that I think we can look at. Of course, we can look at the crime figures themselves, mm-hmm. and if you look at the police's crime stats since, you know, it can go further back, but the upward trend that we have seen in our current crime rate started in 2011-2012,
right,
and so aggravated robbery, which includes business robberies, house robberies, and so forth, hijackings, cash in transit robberies, all of those have increased by 43% since 2011-2012. And last year, of course, was a completely unnatural year in the sense that we had the hard lockdowns and that pushed the crime figures down. But from the later quarterly reports and from this year's first quarterly report, it's very, very clear that we are going back to the upward trend. And in fact, most of these subcategories of aggravated robbery is on the increase again if you compare them with the 2019-2020 figures. So that's the one indicator. The other, of course, is the fact that criminals, you know, understanding the criminal mind, criminals are innovative, creative persons. They are extremely good at understanding technology when they can use it as a tool. And we've had many, many examples of those in the past. You just have to think about the remote control devices that they use to intercept signals when you try to lock your car. And so they have ways of overcoming security systems, electronic security systems at businesses, at homes, and so forth. So, you know, our reasoning is that with the lockdown, there are all these apps available, various apps, that gives you the dates, the times, the areas where, you know, suburbs and regions will be affected by load shedding. So it doesn't take a lot of imagination to know that criminals also have those apps available. They would probably have them first. And so absolutely, they would be able, added to everything else that I've already said, they would be able to determine which areas will be experiencing load shedding on which dates and times. And those would be the times that they would take into consideration when they plan to carry out whatever, you know, burglary or robbery and so forth. So I think that is how we see this situation developing.
This time of year, in any event, is generally where we see an increase in crime. Do you think we'll follow that trajectory, or because of the rolling blackouts, we'll see a higher number?
I expect, you know, depending on the load shedding levels, but if we continue with, you know, something like a level 3 and upwards, that would certainly, in my view, contribute to the increases in some of these crimes that I've just mentioned, especially burglary and some of these forms of aggravated robbery. That I think will certainly increase. So you have two things here. The one is that given our situation in South Africa, high levels of unemployment and poverty and weaknesses in the criminal justice system, especially as far as the police are concerned. So it's much more, but just to give you a few, that in itself tells us that the upward trend in our crime situation that we've seen since 2011, 2012 will probably continue to go upwards. So what is happening now with load shedding is that it will probably only add to the conditions that will promote the upward trend in our crime situation. So I think the higher the levels, the more opportunities it will create for our criminals, which will just add to the upward trend and you know the extent to which this will increase.
Very concerning, and something that we do need to be aware of. We need to be aware of both of those factors. What should people do during load shedding? Is there any tips that you can give them?
It's one of those difficult things, you know, to advise people. You know, if you have the finances available, of course you can talk to your security provider, private security services provider, and they can look at alternatives to improve your security system, you know, to sort of fill the gaps. You know, so that's possible if you have the finances available. There are also, of course, other alternatives. You know, you can plan your business, your visits, you know, leaving your home, leaving your business around load shedding, so that you are as far as possible, especially at home, that you are at home when it's load shedding, so that you can be in control of the situation. But people that do not have the finances, of course, you know, you will have to look at alternative methods of at least reducing the level of risk. So it's difficult. It depends a lot on where you are, working from home, you know, being at the office or at the business, whether you have the finances or not. But the best thing would be, given your personal situation, to consult, to talk to somebody who is an expert in the field of security.
Absolutely right. That is unfortunately where we leave it. It is 8:43. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Good morning.